Welcome to Evolution Revolution. We just started with a fresh track from DJ Champion, Fortet, Skrillex, and Naisha. Yeah, seems to be many powerhouse to be creating that one track. It sounds pretty good. Looking forward to put that on a loud sound system to really benefit from that bass line and that kick. It's my 20 years old headphones might not be the best to listen to such a track. So you're listening to Evolution Revolution live from Kootenay Lake, and today is the American elections. This is great. And I'd like to start by saying that I don't really give a shit about the elections, and it's a conscious decision to be doing that, in a sense that whoever gets elected tomorrow, Coca-Cola will still fill poisonous stuff in plastic bottle and ship it all around the world, and nothing really will change. And that's kind of my premise to my apolitical stance of not getting sucked into this duality of red and blue. The American politics, I find them quite I don't want to offend anyone, but I find them quite silly. And interestingly enough, whenever I talk, and I state my points of politics not really changing anything about the state of the world, most people do agree. They're like, yeah, of course, the politics is a bit of a trickery. It's a bit of a shit show. And even if you vote, left or right or up or down, not much changes depending on who we elect. Yet, every elections, people becomes very polarized and very emotional and choosing one side or another. And even if they don't talk too much about it, And that's the thing. Well, Publius in the chat there said that, nothing really changed. It's a dangerous self-delusion, which I agree that we shouldn't hide and not do nothing and just think, nothing will ever change. So I will not do anything with my life. But what I see is that the idea that if I go and vote today will change the fate of the world, that is for me a delusion. And it is proven again and again that our democracy is broken, and it's been overtaken by consumerism and capitalism, or not like capitalism in the pure sense of the world, but this kind of more neoliberal capitalism that, has taken over our democracy, in the sense that now corporations have a lot more resource than political groups, and the influence that they have on political decision is a lot stronger, a lot bigger than what voters can have. And if really what can change laws and politics is really money, well, I don't have money, so I guess my influence on the choice of directions of our government is very limited. And I mean, there's been some research and some fairly good article about our democracy not really working anymore. And this idea of evolution revolution, in my own perspective, is how to bring as much changes as possible in our culture. And voting red or blue or right or left or up and down is really far into my own decision about what to do for our reality, how to change our reality. So yeah, I'm really, you know, call me delusional if you want, but I really don't see any point in the broken democracy we live in. And I go about chanting my own story here and there. You know, it's something that I believe, and it's something that I live by, and I'm not trying to convince anyone about it. But interestingly enough, whenever I talk about how politics and, you know, democracy has been overtaken by the corporative greed, most people agree, yet most people are still very polarized about their choice in politics. And I find that these, you know, well, I mean, they can go together, but I don't find it really a useful energy spent. I'd rather do a little meditation, a little teaching, a little karate, a little hike in the wood. That would probably change a little more what's happening. So that's my spiel on politics. I think I've never talked politics in this show. And this is why I don't talk politics, because I'm apolitical. Some people are asexual. I'm apolitical. Whoever wins, I don't think anything will change very deeply in our culture. There might be some, you know, some little tweak here and there. Comedians are really happy when Trump is in power because they make more jokes about him than anything else. There might be some little social changes here and there, but like on the whole, you know, tomorrow business will go as usual worldwide. The war will continue. The devastation on our ecological world will continue. And there's not going to be any major changes there. So in that sense, I tend to not waste my time for that. All right. That was my spiel on politics once more. Let's be done with that. Yeah, the first track was really good. I started with the best track I have today, this song called Talk to Me, a track released last week, I think. I'm surprised that DJ Champion, Fortet, Skrillex, and Aisha work together, or maybe it's been remixed. Anyway, let's move into something simpler. Let's say it's the artist called Object with a track or an album called Chicken Garage, and Warm Dance is the song. We'll be right back. This was Chicken Garage from the artist Object, the song called Warm Dance. Yeah, fun little rhythm there. There's a new artist. Anyway, going from weirder to weirder with the music, just to introduce, I don't know if I can even read that artist name. Cabri, is that Lambda? No. Anyway, we'll be putting some weird music tonight. Wow, I haven't had a good sleep. You're listening to DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. Started complaining about US politics early on this morning. I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about that. And I wanted to touch base on that just because it's directly related to this idea, this radio show now at the 220th live show of Evolution Revolution. And, Evolution Revolution or Revolution can be seen as very political, yet I'm not interested in politics. And as far as I can remember, I've always felt there was a problem with our culture on many levels. Even at a very young age, I was kind of questioning reality and being like, well, you know, what is all that about? I remember as a very young kid, I can't remember exactly, we would watch television in the kitchen for lunch. We had this little television on top of the fridge there, black and white. We could watch that when having lunch. And I saw the politician there, and I guess I was watching a lot of politics, or I don't know, it was the brainwash of the mid-90s. But I concluded that a politician would lie to get elected, and once they are elected, they would not do what they say they would do. And it got me this idea to lie in order to get what I want to get, and not do what I lied about. And so I learned to lie by watching politician, and I tried that at school, and I remember being very successful, being a very good liar. And my parents being called at school was like, oh yeah, Jeff is he's been telling us the whole year, you know, that he's done his homework, that he's doing good and all that, but he hasn't done any homework since, you know, months ago. And, but the teacher being like, but he was pretty positive and cool about it. And I was like, yep, that's my lying technique. So politics really had that flavor for me early on of being able to lie with, you know, a poker face. And, I've became very good at that. I decided at one point to stop lying, but in my life I was like, well, maybe let's stop lying now. And it's a lot easier when you live a life without lies. So I saw that politics was kind of this weird thing, and I've always been a little bit torn, you know, how engage it would be in politics. I was a commissioner of the community here. I was talking to the politicians, the local politician. I've been a little meddling with that personally, just to kind of get a pulse on that. And local politics, small village politics is probably not the best thing to do if you want to understand more. Or I mean, it's a little bit of a it's a good test if you do local politics, because then I feel like that's a microcosm, and the rest of politician is fairly similar. In any case, it's always been a point of contention in my life of how what is my implication in a political level. And when I was in college, I was quite involved in the school politics and the school board there, where we would vote on some strikes because of the raising of the scholar fee. Anyway, I was always kind of interested, thinking or wondering if really political and activism would be a way of life in order to bring changes in our culture. And I've always been disillusionized about all of that, about being an activist, about voting, about, you know, talking and sharing and thinking and planning anything that is politically anything political. And slowly always keeping an ear on, you know, what is the state of democracy in our world, what is a state of, you know, the influence we can have as the working class. And seeing, you know, since the 80s, seeing this decline in any of the power of the people. And I feel as a working class people, we've lost our power. And there was a research done a few years back that democracy was over. We now live in I forgot that word. Yeah, that's a good punchline. Not an autocracy, but a society that is controlled only through a minor group of people, a very small group of people. Anyway, I should have taken that word out of my memory bank. But anyway, so yeah, throughout my life, I've been asking myself, what is the action that will bring about the most change in our culture? And of course, I went through observing what politics was all about, activism, and, you know, seeing a lot of misdirection. So it feels like politics today gets people charged and gets people angry at each other, and really changes the story of really what's going on, and get people really entranced, really brainwashed into that, being angry at the other party, being angry at whoever votes differently than you're voting, and are really taking away the power of the working class, really taking away the real problem that are happening in our world today, and really being, you know, a media zoo, a media show. And and for myself, feeling very lonely in that state, because I see people having discussion about it, and they will, oh yeah, politics, da 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 da. Yet they have a strong decision about who they're going to vote, or they have a strong opinion about this and this and that, politically speaking. And for me, I'm like, well, if you say that we lost our democracy, why would you spend time being angry at this or this party or these political decision? If we lost our democracy, if we lost our power as a working class, you know, why do we get angry? So that's really, you know, the foundation for me of why I started something like Evolution Revolution, is what can be done in order to bring as much change in our culture, positive change, as possible. And yeah, this is a question that I don't yet have an answer, really. I'm, you know, trying things out, observing, moving about. For instance, I was a commissioner for the village here for a few years, and had the opportunity to start teaching meditation on the Tuesday's night, where it was the normal night for the commissioner meeting. And I started having a meditation group instead of going to the commissioner. And for me, it was a very interesting use of my energy. So going to the commissioner meeting, a few hours, we would talk, we would vote on things, we would propose some changes, some usage of the budget for the village. And it was really opaque, really slow, really very difficult to manage. And a lot of energy was spent to do that. And then when I started to hold that meditation group, I started seeing changes in myself and other people around me very quickly. And the effect or the change that I could have on my community was a lot greater as somebody holding a meditation space. And when I started teaching karate, I saw that there was even more change, and change with young people. And I was like, wow, the effect that I can have on people teaching karate compared to do some village politics, it's a lot greater. And I was like, oh, that feels so much better to have that type of effect or that inspiration. So I'm always exploring, always questioning, always researching. And it's not with light word that I'm saying that I'm apolitical. I'm not just being lazy about it. It's something my whole life I've been kind of thinking, tinkering, and just trying to see really how I can use best my energy to bring a positive change in the world. All right, let's listen to this new artist, Kabruch. I have no idea. I've just discovered an artist, and I've listened to a few of the track, and it's weird. It's like a couple degree out of pure noise, and yeah, let's just listen to it. It's a very, very hard to define. I can't even read the title of the track nor the title of the album, as they're just some random character. All right. Kebrus. That's Mew. Kebrus with the Mew. Anyway, let's listen. So we have a contender in the in Calm User Effects Net, calling them Kebrus. Anyway, very interesting track there. I'm not sure what to say about that. There's definitely some construction, like there's some musical construction to it. A lot of this. Quick filters on oscillator creating this kind of plunkish noisy drops. Very fun. Might listen to another track of them through the hour. And unfortunately, the names of the album, it's just like a right arrow, a down arrow, up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, kind of looks like. Yeah, So you're listening to DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. A little bit of politics today, as this is the 2024 U.S. election, and my stance on politics, that is a huge or a major factor in this this idea of Evolution Revolution. How can you create a revolution? Yay, Raksu was able to put the title of the track there. Good job. Yeah, so how to create major changes in a culture. And, you know, there was a revolution in France not too long ago, and Russia, and, you know. And I think nowadays there is a mechanism in place to thwart a revolution in a sense that... through media, through the culture, and through all of that, I don't feel people think they could be the instrument of a revolution. People don't think that they could, create that in their lifetime. Although there's, you know, you only need one person, or you know, that doesn't get killed to start a revolution. So, you know, I don't use these words lightly. This radio show called Evolution Revolution is just not because it sounds cool. And it's not because it's the title of Aeon Flux, one of our cartoon show. But the idea of Evolution Revolution is how can we, as the people, create a massive change in our culture. And so I'm still asking that question. I'm still trying to discover that. I'm still trying to find ways to influence as many people as possible, and not to simply break a system or change the system as it is, but really to find a way to change the culture, the human evolution in a deeper way. And I know it's quite the mission. It's not a simple mission. And, you know, it's not that if I don't bring enough change in our culture, I'll feel that I failed, but it's always on my mind. How can I improve, not improve, but continue this evolution, this liberation for myself and for people around me. And politics is definitely one of the things that I don't think that politics could dig deep enough in order to bring about the cultural change that we need right now. And that puts me in a very strange position as far as talking and getting together with people and talking about this kind of desire of change. Everybody, well, not everybody, but hi, Oak Tree. A lot of people see that there is a problem in our culture and that we're not heading in the right direction. When I talk about my ideas to people, most people agree about the way I see the world, I see politics. Yet not a lot of people wants to take a stance for the change that would be needed. And I'm not saying that I'm doing all I can to save the planet, but I'm definitely researching. I'm definitely questioning reality. I'm definitely doubtful about what we see out there. All right, let's listen to another song from Kibros now that I know how to to know the to speak. If I could speak, can I speak? My coffee was not strong enough this morning and my night wasn't restful enough. So let's listen to more music again. Kibros with their latest album. Right, there was Gibrus. Oh, almost done. There's a little outro there. We'll skip that. You're listening to DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. And yeah, talking about a bit of politics today. Always a good refresher for me to question a little bit my own stance in the question and why I decided to not use any of my time, my energy, my brain space in order to debate political parties, left, right, up and down, still wanting to bring change to this culture. So it's not a position of desiring to not be part of society and not be part of where we're going as a group, but really trying to maximize where I go and how I use my energy and testing things out, seeing if this works or that works, and taking part in political agenda actually makes a change in my life and people's life around me. Yeah, it's always been a question. Where do we go? And I find that through the media and through everything that's happening around the world, people are feeling quite helpless. And we are being told that the end of the world is because of people, right? We are polluting, the working class is polluting, therefore we're the bad people. And there's a lot of finger pointing toward how we're not part of the solution, but we are part of the problem. And that's yet another problem that I see in our culture, is this feeling bad to be human, feeling bad to be polluting. Everything we do creates pollution. I now live by myself, and the amount of pollution I'm creating every day of my life, as soon as I consume something, it comes in some sort of container of some sort, and there's always a trace of pollution behind everything I do. If I want to move around, I live in the middle of nowhere, so I consume gasoline. If I consume any type of food, it normally been packaged or transported, and at the same time, there is this idea that the destruction of our environment is partly because of me. And that's something that I find quite interesting. This brainwash that we live through right now, where we are the culprit of all of that's going wrong. And if we vote badly, then it's going to get even worse or even better, like as if the fate of the world was always in our hands, and yet there's nothing we can do about it. And I think that's a very, very dangerous position, a very harmful place to be as a culture, where everything is blamed on the end user, while the real culprit, the people who call the shots, the corporation and all that, they don't, we never point our finger toward them. And the politics has been really this temper zone in between, so that the anger of the people can go toward that political layers. But that political layers is really not, to blame. I mean, yes, it's a broken system and we can blame them. But to fight that, if we were to push away the whatever partisan or whoever, the vice president, or, we were to do something like a revolution and try to kill all the politicians, nothing would change, really. We'd put more other people in place, and then we would continue. And, it'd be maybe oversimplistic to say, well, then it's the corporation heads that would need to be changed. And again, would that really change things? And is the illness of a culture, deeper, is a systematic illness, really, where the system that we've put in place is in its last round, and it's slowly dying, and there's not much we can do apart from completely changing that system. So and I don't have answers for that. I don't have a clan. I don't say, it's left or right or up or down. I just don't know. I just opened the discussion and trying to find other people who might have ideas and that might also have solution, and seeing how we can open up a conversation. And that's something that I miss quite a lot, is the ability to have a discussion in that depth of, like, how can we change the system that we're running in, without going to some extremes, without being like, we're not gonna kill them all, or we need to do like a civil war or something like that, right? It's just like, can we talk about this and be cold-headed about it, and kind of seeing where we're going, and understanding that we're going toward the wall and there's going to be a crash happening one way or another. But also, I don't have a positive, you know, idea about it. I truly believe that we've over-abused the planet, and we'll see stronger and stronger nature being angry, not angry, but freaking out with more storms and, you know, colder winters, and a lot of things will become pretty hardcore. I don't think we can change that course anymore. I think we've gone too far. So I'm seeing that we'll have to adapt to a very austere future. But at the same time, I keep, you know, a positive view on that. I'd love to be able to have conversation like that, to be able to talk to people who also feel the tension that is happening without, you know, without freaking out about it and without taking side too. I see there's a massive polarity, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist person, yet I see there's a lot of abuse in our culture. But yeah, I don't see that middle ground. And yeah, that's why I'm doing this show, Evolution Revolution. Again, thanks for listening to my spiel. We'll leave in music with Chicken Garage. The album Chicken Garage song is called Chicken Garage, and the artist is Object. Thanks for listening. I probably won't be leading a meditation tomorrow morning. The change in schedule in my life. I need to figure out a way to publish these meditation on Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, enjoy the day and keep on evolving. Thanks.